A nightmare in Uvalde, Texas. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
You don't have no answers. You don't expect to feel these kinds of things, man.
His nephew, among the at least 19 students dead, murdered in their elementary school along with two adults.
The two adults confirmed dead were both teachers, including Eva Morales, a fourth grade teacher. Uvalde's school district is offering counseling services and has ended the school year early.
Fox's Jackie Abanez. The gunman, just like in the Buffalo supermarket massacre, was 18 years old. Unlike New York, he was shot and killed by law enforcement who stopped the rampage inside the school. A border agent who responded was shot in the head and is recovering.
I am sick and tired of it.
President Biden just back from a trip, calling again for stricter gun laws.
Just about an hour after landing from his trip to Asia, an emotional, invisibly angered President Biden spoke to the nation from the White House, imploring Congress to stand up to the gun lobby, calling for new restrictions on firearms.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Republicans have resisted those calls for changes, saying they are restricting abiding gun laws and citizens' rights. Hours after President Biden left Asia, North Korea launched more missiles. One of them, South Korea says, has intercontinental range. This amid the stalled nuclear diplomacy with the U.S. and sanctions on North Korea. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp easily beat back a primary challenge from a Trump-backed Republican.
Team Kemp has always been built from the grassroots up, and this race has been no different.
Kemp got more than 73% of the vote, beating David Perdue. Other Republicans backed by the former president did win in other states, including ex-White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, now the GOP nominee for governor in Arkansas. In Texas, Attorney General Ken Paxton beat George P. Bush in a GOP runoff, while Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar declared victory, but his lead is less than 200 votes over progressive challenger Jessica Cisneros, who's not conceding. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
We are just a few days away from Memorial Day weekend, the unofficial start to summer, and AAA reports 39 million Americans will be going somewhere, traveling at least 50 miles. Most will drive, and they're paying record gas prices. Its national average for regular is up another fraction today, just under $4.60 per gallon. For those who fly, you might not see many empty seats on the plane.
With the pandemic in the rearview mirror for millions of people, the TSA expects a big uptick in airport traffic on Memorial Day weekend.
Throughout the nation, we're getting very close to what we were in 2019.
John Essig is the agency's deputy federal security director at New York's JFK Airport.
We want everyone to be prepared when you come to the airport, understand what's going to go on.
For starters, he says check the TSA website or download their mobile app. Also, go through carry-on luggage before you get to the airport.
People start packing and they forget they used their carry-on for a previous trip and leave a prohibited item in there.
And to save time at security checkpoints, Essig recommends signing up for the TSA's pre-check program.
You're definitely going to be through in less than 10 minutes.
The TSA anticipates screening more than 3 million passengers in a single day at some point this summer. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures barely moving after a mixed day. The Dow rose for a second day in a row, but The NASDAQ dropped 270 points, wiping out all of its Monday rebound. In the NBA playoffs,
the Dallas Mavericks were able to keep their NBA championship hopes alive as they defeated the Golden State Warriors on Tuesday, 119-109. That means the Warriors, well, they still have a 3-1 lead over the Mavs, with Game 5 taking place on Thursday.
That's Fox's Mike Gunzelman. In the NHL playoffs, the New York Rangers tied their series with Carolina, winning Game 4, 4-1. Edmonton beat Calgary 5-3 to go up 3-1 in that series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.